Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Brad Ellison. Brad, you are in Intel's IT department, is that correct?
Yes, I've been working in IT now for the last 12 years for Intel. But my primary role and my primary interest at Intel is working on data center technology as it relates to efficiency and improving our bottom line.
Today's topic is about server refresh, and Intel IT puts out a number of publications on the web, and you guys are out speaking at different conferences, but you recently published something on server refresh and what Intel was doing in that space. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
About 2000, we started to work on understanding our data center footprint. By the time we had educated ourselves, about 2004 timeframe, we realized we were spending about $250 million a year on data center facilities upgrades in order to support the growth at Intel.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge number. Obviously, that gets a lot of attention from the executive suite.
I bet.
So what we were able to finally conclude was that if we were able to change the productivity of the data center, of the servers and the network inside the data centers, we would actually be able to get more value out of them without actually investing in the concrete and steel.
Mm-hmm.
So that really is the crux of the refresh story.
You know, we spent a lot of time on this program talking about the energy efficiency advances of the platform. And obviously, operational costs get better in terms of the amount of energy to drive every single ounce of productivity, as well as to lower the cooling per productivity metric, if you want to look at it that way. But you guys really targeted the capital investment.
Yes, we did. What we found was that we're able, last year, as a single example, we were able to avoid about $45 million worth of investment in data centers by simply doing a refresh. We looked at the service and support costs for those servers, which is typically a 4-year support contract with the vendors that we purchase from. We looked at the energy cost rate structure. We looked at taxation, whole variety of things. And we modeled that out. We have some really good finance analysts that that modeled out what that cost curve looked like. And 4 years just was the right number for us in terms of ROI. It was the sweet spot. You know, if we did it a little bit sooner, we'd be giving away some of those support costs that we'd already paid for. If we did it a little bit longer and used those servers to their natural usable end of life, it was costing us more in terms of facilities investment.
So obviously, you've targeted 4 years. You're deploying a number of new platforms, and those cost money. How long is it going to take the corporation to recoup that investment?
You know, it really varies depending on the rate of growth of the business, but it's roughly in the 2 to 3 year time range that we hit that break even. And the benefit that we get out of that additional year is what gives us the $45 million a year improvement.
We're going to be getting rid of a lot of the servers in our data centers. I mean, if you said that there's a bubble 4 years ago, that means that a lot of equipment will be moving out. What do we do with that equipment?
A variety of things. Some of the equipment is resold to new companies who don't have a lot of money to spend and don't have a huge requirement for computing. They're just getting started. Some of the equipment is donated to education. A lot of the equipment is also recycled, so we go back and mine some of the precious elements out of the boards and out of the chips and try to do the right thing for the environment as well.
If people want to read this paper or other IT at Intel resources, where do they go?
There is a website, www.intel.com/IT, and under that web link, you will find a link to the IT at Intel program. There are a lot of white papers there. There are also a series of summits and engagements that we do with our customers and with the industry. And those sorts of requests can be fielded through that website as well.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about this as your progress continues. Thanks for being on the program today. I'm very excited to hear about Intel's own policies around refresh.
Thank you very much for having me, Allison. This is a passion of mine, and I love to talk about it.
Thanks a lot.